Now, if you let me handle a bunch of kids and leave the superintendent at home, I'll get along pretty well. Mm-hmm. But I use a pretty big force. And we got to Washington one time, and I said, the superintendent went with me. Now, I didn't like for the superintendent to go at all. I never did like for the superintendent to go, because it gave me more trouble. My bus driver would make arrangements for the motels, and he would go in, and that was understood in the contract. And I didn't need the superintendent. But I said to him that night, I said, Mr. Shoemaker, you take care of the boys, and I'll take care of the girls. Now, boys, I'm going to ask you, and you know I've worked hard for this trip, now don't you go anywhere tonight. You stay right here in this place. And Mrs. Shoemaker, you see that they do, and I'm going to see that the girls. Well, next morning, I didn't go see about the boys either that night. And I told them that I'd walk in on them. I said, I'll walk in on you just as sure as this world. If you take a girl, if you come in a girl's room, unless it's just to get her suitcase and put in the bus when we get ready to go. But you're not going to that girl's room, that girl's not going to your room. I'll walk in on you. I'll knock the door down. So I took care of the girls, and they stayed in the rooms, and I knew they wasn't around where the boys were. So next morning we got on the bus, and Miss wasn't there. We were ready to drive off. Superintendent wasn't there. And the boy that stayed in the room with him wasn't there. I said, where's Miss? Miss, we didn't think we were going to tell on him, but you were telling him to take care of us, and he spent the whole night out last night. When he came, I said, well, you needed a supervisor. Somebody supervise you. I said, I ought to been checking on you. Well, Bess had a cousin over here. I said, that didn't make any difference. If my mother had been here, I wouldn't have gone off and left these children. If my husband had been here and I was taking care of these children, I wouldn't have gone off and left these children. And you had no excuse whatsoever to go leave those children. Well, that's kind of a way, and I don't know. There are some Tidwells that's pretty good character, and some of them are not.
Well, it's interesting that
Mr. Henry Brown killed himself. What do you want me to do?
He'll just... focus this pretty carefully.
Now, my glasses will show spots.
I don't think shooting down this way.
Kind of that way?
Uh-huh.
Tell me which way you want me to look. Hold this up this way.
Okay, I just want to be sure it's in focus. I think I'm going to get a little bit closer so you read the... All right, are you all set? Okay, very good.
That one in here showed spots, don't you see that I showed you the other day?
Well, I think shooting down this way, you see it's an angle.
I don't know what I did with it, but it showed spots, and I was picking a shirt to you. But, is that all you want?
Well, I think one, if you don't mind, I'd like to take
a
picture a little bit farther away.
Okay.
Let's see. 8 feet, 5, 6.
You want me to try that meal saw for you?
Well, I feel obliged to
You feel obliged to Hughie?
Now, and if he doesn't work out, I certainly will.
Well, you just ask Melvin if he knows Miss Carr.
All right,